There are songs in my heart. Songs which no amount of coercion can force its lyrics down my throat until it finds its place at the roof of my mouth. The time of the year was here once more, after a periodic year of fall, when big men and women descended from their high offices and plied a dusty road to disturb the serenity of our vicinity. They mounted big podiums and hosted thousands of people in few hours, just in the name of rallies. These big men and women made promises continually made for decades without any pinch of fulfillment. Their promise of good standard of living and their first step towards it was the distribution of t-shirts. Little did we know that they were just using us as walking signposts to spread their campaign messages. They talk of free education and people still attend schools under trees. In the morning, before the arrival of these big men and women, we see Salifu and Isaka holding hands, whilst Elikem and Eliklim will be showing a great deal of footwork with the football. But in the evening, you see Salifu and Isaka drawing daggers at each other, whilst Elikem holds Eliklim's throat. I know the lyrics of this song not because of his pleasure, for I've stayed behind the window for long. It is where you know that people would be made to steal ballot boxes, vote more than once, and to some extent, harass and molest opponents. Pain grips my soul when these big men and women invite people to be instruments of election rigging and political instability, whilst their precious sons and daughters enjoy the cool breeze of snow and taste of better education abroad. How Salifu's son attends school under a tree in tattered school uniform. Normally, after the big men and women got what they want, they returned to their high offices and refused us entry into their air-conditioned office, and to some extent, pretend never to know us and even order security men to push us out. We come back to attached houses, humming the chorus, next time, next time, next time. But when the next time comes, we soon forget. You see, Ghana is our only country, and its peace and development should be our topmost priority. So I suggest that next time you weigh out policies and don't vote because of ethnicity. Because Ghana is our only country. Think Ghana first. Peace.